Let's move now to a firing line of a different sort. 50 years ago, during the Summer of Love, not everyone was on board the turn-on, tune-in, and drop-out train.
The topic tonight is the hippies, an understanding of whom we must, I guess, acquire or die painfully.
That is William F. Buckley, Jr., host of the show Firing Line. Buckley was one of the leading conservatives of his day. And KQED's Rachel Miro got a glimpse at the Summer of Love through the eyes of Buckley, with a little help from the Stanford Archives.
With his arch wit and possibly affected transatlantic accent, William F. Buckley Jr. by turns charmed and offended liberal America on his television show Firing Line.
You did say somewhere that you figured 20 years from now half of the members of the Supreme Court would be smoking pot.
Yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think they probably have been already. Way to account for some of those decisions.
The show started broadcasting in 1966. Today, it provides a compelling showcase for how various political and cultural ideas have held up over time, or not.
Firing Line with William F. Buckley, Jr. Tonight's guest, Dr. Timothy Leary.
Timothy Leary was a psychologist famous for popularizing psychedelic drugs. He's the guy who coined the phrase, tune in, turn on, drop out.
What psychedelic drugs produce is not the dull, glazed, three martini haze. They're microscopic in their effect, and they're used by people who are looking for more.
Buckley felt Leary was almost willfully naive, ignoring the fact that LSD landed some people in mental hospitals.
You can go to Bellevue tonight, as you know, and find people who took a trip, and the consequences of that we will not know for years, perhaps.
Buckley died in 2008 and left roughly 30 years' worth of Firing Line episodes to Stanford's Hoover Institution, a conservative research center and think tank.
He believed his view of conservatism was an intellectual movement that should be represented in intelligent conversation, and points of view should be defended and debated openly with others.
Eric Wakin directs Hoover's library and archives.
So you imagine the mashup that's Firing Line. It's Margaret Thatcher, it's Timothy Leary, it's Jack Kerouac, it's Milton Friedman. It's this incredible conglomeration from intellectuals to pop figures, singers, Joan Baez and so on, all being interviewed in this program. That's what made it so amazing.
Long hair, loud music, and radical leftist politics were considered bizarre and even threatening to many people in 1967. Ronald Reagan became governor of California just a few months earlier, in part on the promise to crack down on student protesters at UC Berkeley. Here's Buckley introducing Reagan as a guest on Firing Line during the Summer of Love, gushing at the electoral victory.
Perhaps the only successful mutiny against the political scriptwriters in recent times, it having been ordained that no forthright conservative could be elected to any important executive office, particularly not in the largest and reputedly the most progressive state in the Union.
50 years on, California still is one of the largest and reputedly progressive states in the nation, effectively thumbing its nose at William F. Buckley Jr.'s self-assured prescriptions for American politics and culture. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in Palo Alto.